the rest of this conference will be in English. Thank you for bearing with my French. Just as a context to this, the real goal is to provide some good examples of what's happening in the United States. But if you think from the Canadian context, our federal government has signed on to Kyoto. We've now put 6 greenhouse gases into Schedule 1 of CEPA, so we're in a position to regulate if we choose. But if you really think about it, it's not the federal government alone. We need the provinces to be engaged for this to succeed, and we need the municipalities to be engaged for this to succeed. Yesterday at the Municipal Leaders Summit, I heard the Vice President of the Federation of Canadian Municipalities give the statistic that municipal leaders either control or influence 60% of greenhouse gas emissions. So if you think of that, there really is a need for various jurisdictions to be involved for us to succeed in meeting the current and hopefully future Kyoto targets. There's also a role for business, and there's a role for non-governmental organizations. Just briefly, Sierra Club of Canada, we're working on many levels on this. Our Sierra Youth Coalition has a program working with Canadian universities, and they're right now working with 23 universities to do greenhouse gas inventories, which will follow up with action plans for reductions. Our local chapters are doing environmental education in the school systems, and also our local groups are doing awareness raising. We're involved in the one-ton challenge and promoting that. And as you may know, our federal, our national office is doing work to influence the Canadian positions and also the international positions.